Hey, Taggett, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Gatch.
A podcast where we talk about stuff. By we, I mean Terry and Gatch. This is a podcast called the TagCast Podcast. We're in cahoots with Old Scratch. We've got some segments that we'd like to do for you, like what's in Hans the CD player, celebrity birthdays, and some deaths too. Sometimes fans' birthdays, to be fair. Some days we have guests and sometimes we don't. This week we might have one, maybe next week we won't. But one thing's for certain, TNG will be here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of the year. This is a podcast where we talk about stuff, co-hosted by Terry and Gatch. This is a podcast called the TagCast Podcast. The next episode's about to hatch.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
I'm getting ready for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. And welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 404. No, it's not an error. Error code 404. Error code 404. Oh. My name is Terry Guile. This is the TagCast Podcast. Thanks for listening. I got my co-host across the desk, as I like to call him, my cohort.
Cohort.
You go to cohort lately?
Yeah. I'm going Gatchhort.
Gatchahorticus.
Yep. Gatchahorticopicolicus. Whoa.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Nicolas Cage is related to him. You think Nicolas Cage would be where he is today without that?
Well, he changed his name to get away from it. His name is Coppola.
I mean, his first movie was, what was that breakout movie that he had?
Raising Arizona.
No, but he was in one before that, I thought.
Yeah, with Sean Penn?
I don't know. I thought it was like The Godfather or something. One of The Godfathers.
I don't know. We should watch every Nicolas Cage movie and make fun of it.
I think they did that on...
I heard somebody did that.
How Did This Get Made?
Ah.
Which is a podcast by Paul Scheer.
Yeah, that's what it was.
What's that guy's name? He plays in the league. He's...
Steve Ranzazzini?
No, he plays that one friend with the beard that is crazy. Jason Mazaniak.
I don't know. I don't know a lot about those guys' names, but welcome to the show, and it's Monday, you guys. I usually start you out right out of the chute, but I decided to ease you into it today. Do you know what we're listening to right now?
No.
This is Dave Grohl on the drums, Josh Homme on the bass guitar, and Trent Reznor on the keys. That's some mood music from the Sound City soundtrack for that new movie that is out. So I really want to check it out. I haven't yet, but it should be cool. You heard it. We talked about it, right? You know about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a lot of old school rockers on it, which I don't really care a lot about, but a lot of history there at the Sound City studio. So
some grooving tunes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I dig it.
I was waiting for lyrics, but it never happened. It's just some mood music, I think background music, probably during interviews or maybe montage music. Who knows? Pretty cool, though.
You're right. With the Sean Penn, it was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, duh. He was one of the dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a minor role in there. And that's...
technical difficulties, sorry.
And then he tried out for the role of Dallas Winston in his uncle's film, The Outsiders.
Didn't
but lost
it.
To Matt Dillon.
And then he was in, like, Race with the Moon or something with Sean Penn, too. But I don't know if that was before Raising Arizona or after. But
I'm
I think,
not
yeah.
Sure,
his...
but he was in Coppola's films Rumblefish and Peggy Sue Got Married.
Now,
so
Rumblefish
was a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe he wouldn't have got where he is today.
Yeah, he
but
had
did
a
you ever.
Bit. As much as Charlie Sheen, I guess, maybe, right?
Yeah. Did you ever watch Rumblefish?
No. But that was Outsiders-ish, right? Because
yeah,
it was
and it
the
had
same,
Matt
was
Dillon
it,
in it, too. And
was
it was all
two?
Black and white, except for these colorful fish that were in this weird tank. The only time it had color in the movie. Yeah, it was weird.
You
like
know
one
what
of those
you don't
bright,
want?
What?
Fish in your taint.
No, not your taint, in your
oh.
tank.
Oh.
It was colored taint. I'm going to shut this music off because it keeps glitching out. But that was a nice little tune to bring us into the Monday episode. But yeah, Rumblefish, and it had the soundtrack by Stuart Copeland, a drummer from The Police.
You ever watch Storage Wars?
Yeah, I used to more, not as much as I do anymore, but...
Did you know Stuart Copeland was on there?
Yeah, I saw that. That guy found some drums, and he's like, I'm going to take them to an old friend of mine. And,
and then
his old friend was just
Stuart
Copeland.
He's like, I know how to make these worth money. Have you sign them.
Yeah. He's like, they weren't worth much of anything, were they, the ones that he had?
No, I think it was kind of, you know, a mediocre high-end set or something, you know, probably a mediocre boutique set or something.
Yeah, yeah. Right on. Well, in case anybody didn't notice, last week we had a new intro, which was like three songs. I was fucking around in the studio. And then today I wrote another song, and I was going to have it all nice. It was kind of mediocre. I had to use Dustin's guitar, which is not a bad thing, but I usually bring mine, which plugs directly in the board, so I had to mic it up and stand up. It was weird, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah, let us know what you think of the new... I'm going to re-record it, and it's going to be remixed, wiki-wiki,
I liked it.
And remastered. Thank you.
I like that, and I like the three from last week were hilarious.
Maybe we'll switch them out.
To them. Yeah, I, you know...
Or maybe you could cut that down to, like, one of the three songs and switch it out.
Or
like,
we can, you know, use it every couple weeks.
Yeah, just to remind people that it's funny.
Yeah, and I hadn't got any feedback on, like, our show endings.
What do you mean for, like, the Floyd music?
No, because we've been playing the Russian Roulette at the
episode. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Like, twice, right? Well, three times.
No, I died twice, didn't I?
Yeah, but on the end of the second episode, remember, we all survived and then Jerry mowed us down.
Oh, that's right.
And then laughed at the end.
Yeah. You know, to be honest, I've been real busy this last week, and I haven't listened to the ends. I listened to the beginnings, and I made it through it, and then I had to do something, and I ended up having to be some kind of a responsible adult that can't just sit around and listen to fucking podcasts all day. Mm-hmm. I got like two or three big and louds that are stacked up that I haven't got to
it's
listen
tough,
to
isn't
yet.
It, man?
It is,
it's overwhelming to try to keep up with your favorite podcasts.
That's why, you know, I encourage people to do that, but... I hope that we're one of your ones, because you can only, unless you're Seth Milstein, you can't listen to 30 podcasts.
Or, you know, if you're working 8 hours a day.
And doing a job where you don't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah, or you can just zone out, because, I mean, I have been in that situation when I first started listening to podcasts, and this was a couple years ago before, when there was like maybe 20% of what there is today.
Yeah, everybody's got a podcast
and
now.
And I couldn't even keep up.
Yeah.
But then you got like Leo Laporte, he does his like whole tech thing, and he does like 24 hours of video a week.
Yeah.
And this was like 2 years ago. And then
it's
he had other shows.
It's a lot.
And then they had the Daily Giz Whiz, which was like 15 minutes a day. You know, it was. I still recommend that one. They do it weekly now. It's now the weekly Daily Giz Whiz.
Wow.
And they do, it's just a longer show, I think, and it's got the Dick DeBartolo. I've talked about this before.
Dick
DiBartolo from Mad Magazine. Yeah. And he's been a gadget head since the 80s,
right.
You know, and did reviews for computer magazines. So he has this warehouse full of all this high-tech gear from the 70s and 80s, you know, like video cameras and Beta machines or like just the latest whiz bang. You probably even got a Pet Rock when it was technology. When it was technological advancement.
You still have a Pet Rock.
I got a few rocks. I like to collect rocks.
I got a lot of rocks, but I don't really consider them pets. I thought I saw one in your bathroom before that said Pet Rock on it.
Oh, yeah. It said RIP. It's a rock that is a tombstone for a Pet Rock because it looks like a tombstone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Lance, Matt, and I used to paint rocks. You just find rocks, look at them. That looks like that. Let's paint it.
Yeah, that's cool. We collect rocks because we own some, well, my parents own some property down the river, and we've got lots of agates and petrified wood, and my grandpa had a whole lapidary set, and my dad has it now. He doesn't like to use it, but, yeah, so I've got a rock saw and polishing wheels and all this
lapidary.
Other stuff. That's rock cutting stuff.
Huh.
You didn't know that?
Oh, I'd never heard the term lapidary.
Yeah.
Like a rock polisher and the tumbler and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
It's when you spill milk in your crotch. I got a lapidary. More milk, milk or ice cream.
Well,
I said milk
cool.
or milk.
I used to have quite a collection of small agates. I would put them in a Jack Daniels bottle and fill it up with water so they look all shiny
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, and then you drink it.
I would. Yeah, you ferment it.
Dude, I watched this weird documentary, I think it was from like 10 years ago, on the Doc Channel. It was about moonshiners. It was about Popcorn Houston, I think his name was.
Hmm.
He was an old-timer, and he got busted in 97, and that's when he quit doing the moonshining stuff, and then he's just doing it one more time to make this documentary. But I'm giving it all away. I can't get arrested, even though it's on. Dude, it was... As weird as it was fucking interesting as hell.
Oh, yeah, I bet, man. That's some funny, interesting lifestyles,
and
you know,
his,
to do that because you're pretty much
dialogue.
Living off the grid, right?
Yeah, and his dialogue was just fucking hilarious.
Well, it's backwoods.
He's hot, like, boy, right? I tell you, that thing will get stiffer than a minister's penis. Stiffer than a minister's penis. I was like, yes, I'm using that somewhere because that guy's from like North Carolina. He's up in the woods. Yeah. He got him a shack built. He built a still, and then they make this weird paste out of like oatmeal and bran that they have to seal all the holes with. And I'm thinking to myself, why do you got to even? Oh, you can't use nothing else. There's nothing on the market that works as good as this and does the job. You got to keep all the. If you get any leaks, that's just liquor going up in the air. Liquor.
Yeah. Well, have you seen that show Moonshiners?
No, but it's similar to that. That's probably where it came from.
Well, it's complete.
Do they still do it? They still run moonshine, apparently?
Yeah. Well, this.
Oh, that's the show you were talking about. They got the cops chasing them.
Yeah, they got a film crew following the cops, you know, who are like, you know, stepping up in the woods, and then it'll go to the next scene where the guy's like right over the hill, like looking his. I gotta watch out for the cops. There's a lookout guy.
That can't be real.
It can't.
I mean, it could.
There'd have to be some sort of, I don't know. It seems like it would be, what do you call that? Enabling a felony?
Yeah.
And then.
Because they have the knowledge of where, well, maybe they didn't see the footage until it was all put together. That's what they'd probably claim for reality purposes.
Maybe. But they, you know, it's on season two or whatever. But there's guys on there that are like doing their last run to save money so that they can do a legitimate alcohol.
Every moonshiner says this is my last run.
Yeah. Well, what's that term from The Big Dirty?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What is it, though? The term.
Isn't that it? The Big Dirty?
The Big Dirty. That's the last. The last job.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that from Trailer Park?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, The Big Dirty. I spaced out for a second because I'm fucking...
Yeah, I thought you got it, and then I think you lost.
I did. I went Big Dirty. Oh, and then for a second, for some reason, I thought Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
That's how stoned I am.
Speaking of Big Lebowski, Steve Buscemi coming up in that comedic role. of Burt Wonderstone. Well, he's not playing Burt Wonderstone, but he's in that as an eccentric magician, I would imagine.
And I think this movie really has caught your attention because you seemed, I finally saw the trailer.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, a couple months ago I saw it and I was all excited because, you know, I hadn't seen anything on it. And I was like, but now they're just fucking blowing it up, aren't they?
See the commercial every time, even if I'm skipping through.
Yeah, it's like I'm getting less and less excited about it. And I'll stick with my original thing.
You think it should have been a series?
Yeah.
Or a mini series.
So what I'm proposing is they need to take these shows like Dancing with the Stars and The Bachelor.
And
right?
Cancel them.
Don't cancel them because there is a people that want to watch them, right? But they're not tapping the right market because people aren't paying for those shows, but people want to watch them, right?
I guess.
So what they need
Somebody wants to watch them because someone's watching them.
Yeah, so put them in the movie theater.
Reality movies?
Yeah, put The Bachelor, make it a movie-length feature thing, and then people can go and pay $10 that want to watch it, and they'll make more money that way.
Yeah.
For the $10, they could produce more of them because it would just, you know, a two-hour thing. We won't. And then you can put, like, great character development and writing on TV back rather than all that bull crap.
Right.
Unless it's honestly funny reality TV like Duck Dynasty.
Or Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck.
Remember,
man.
Isn't that weird that you said Duck Dynasty and we were talking about
Darkwing
old...
Darkwing Duck Dynasty.
Yeah. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Uncle McScrooge.
Yeah. But do you also throw... Is that just Darkwing Duck and Duck Dynasty or is that Darkwing Duck...
Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty.
And Dynasty.
And Dynasty.
Yeah. That's a triple play. No, we were... I had our godson last week and I was in Walmart doing some shopping and I saw a Scooby-Doo video. Over 12 hours of Scooby-Doo, and he had been talking about Scooby-Doo, and he recently got some Scooby-Doo slippers, so it's time for Scooby-Doo. I bought it, didn't realize that it was actually the cartoon called A Pup Called Scooby-Doo. A pup named Scooby-Doo. Do you know that? It's like a... It's kind of like little
okay.
kid versions. Kind of like Muppet Babies or...
Yeah.
or
Smurf Babies.
Yeah, or that other one, which was... The Looney Tunes babies, what was that called? Tiny Toons.
Oh, yeah.
And so Tiny Toons, we were talking about Tiny Toons because I used to watch that in the afternoons at my job at the warehouse because we had a little TV at the mm-hmm. seed warehouse in the office.
There were some good cartoons back then. They had the Scrooge.
Yeah, we had Darkwing Duck and Tiny Toons were back to back. And you know
Rescue
what?
Rescue Rangers.
I know they got Cartoon Network and 85 Nick channels, but there's no more after school cartoons. There's no more Saturday morning cartoons. I mean, there is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's 24/7, but
yeah, it isn't the tradition.
Yeah, and it's kind of like that, almost a comparable to the fact that everything is so easily accessible to mm-hmm. us with the technology that we have, that it's not as special anymore.
No, well, yeah, everything's instant gratification, and it's there to have.
I want it. Now! I want my pizza, and I want it now!
Pizza now.
Yeah, I'm working on a jingle for that, too. I'm going to... didn't bring my guitar, like I said, so I don't... I want to do
that,
it just...
Even that little 3-second one.
I can't even remember it.
If you want your pizza now...
I got a better one.
When you are.
Oh, cool. Cool. I forgot about that one. Yeah, but this one's going to be an actual, like, 30-second little jingle.
Uh-huh.
And it's going it's going to mention a couple of the kinds of pizza that they have.
Nice.
And then it's going to say their catchphrase, which is, ready when you are.
Yeah, yeah. And complete ag resolution.
Yep.
Stan, those great guys, man, have kept our show going all this time.
If your tractor hits a cow.
Mm-hmm. Recently re-upped as a sponsor. So
woo!
I want to give them a special shout-out to keeping season 4 rolling for you guys.
We're glad you enjoy it.
Yeah, complete ag resolution over there. Anybody in the valley, if you got a tractor or a farm, you need to connect with these guys because they can hook you up with some services and all sorts of stuff. And if you mention the TagCast, he might hook
punch
you up with something.
He might punch you.
Yeah. And if you go to Pizza Now, mention the TagCast, and I don't think you'll get anything. But
yeah, so one of my friends actually said that they did.
It'll be like... well, they'll know that we're getting some shout-outs to you all.
Yeah, it actually happened. My friend with two names that sound really similar, Dan Dannon.
Oh, okay.
He's been going to Pizza Now after he went the first time. He loved it. And My wife saw him at the store yesterday, and he's like, hey, I went into Pizza Now and name dropped the Tag Cast. And she's like, cool, what'd they say? And they're like, all right, thanks. It's like, well, yeah, what else are they going to say?
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, there's nothing else that's they can awesome. Say. So, yeah. So if you're going into Pizza Now, mention us, and maybe they'll give you something. Maybe they won't.
Yeah.
They'll at least
say,
oh, cool.
They recently sent something out in the mail giving everybody free breadsticks, at least. And there was a couple out there that might free pizza for a year.
How many pizzas is that? Like once every week?
I would assume. That's 52 pizzas. That's still what? That's like $250 or whatever, you know, save. That's one dinner a week.
Dude, that's a lot of fucking pizzas.
That's good, man. Yeah. Yeah. Even if it was that or, I don't know, maybe it's one a day. That's what I'd be going for, right?
Yeah.
So it would almost be like if
365 pizzas?
Yeah. If I ate a pizza a day for a year, that would actually probably be what, like pizza for life, right?
Dude, I had, probably, I had pizza like, 4 days in a row. You know, last week we had Pizza Now.
Mm-hmm. I ate a lot of pizza. I had pizza yesterday.
I took a couple pieces home,
mm-hmm.
ate those the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day we went and took our godson to Chuck E. Cheese, and I ate some E. Cheese pizza, which I don't believe I've ever had, and I don't think that I'll have again unless
it's
I have
it. It's kind of weird.
It's just really flat, and the crust just doesn't. It's weird. It is weird.
Yeah.
And then the real Chuck E. Cheese. He fucked us out of a visit. I guess it was because there was only about six people there because it was like Tuesday at noon.
Yeah.
So we asked the guy, you know, they got the mechanical one up there that sings the songs and stuff.
Yeah,
and
but there's only a guy that works in a costume. Like,
well, he's supposed to come out every hour on the half hour is what it says on the big sign.
Oh,
really? And we asked the guy, is the real Chuck E. Cheese going to be coming out? He goes, well, yep, he's going to be coming out in about a half an hour. We're like, all right. So they've got these three screens, and they got a blue screen thing where you can get in front of the camera and you can dance in front of it, and
yeah.
The background's behind you, and they got some videos with Chuck E. Cheese. Well, then it all gets, the hype starts going. It's like, all right, kids, get ready, because Chuck E. Cheese is going to be coming out, and we're going to be giving away some free tickets. So everybody get ready, and they did the countdown, 10, 9, and then he never came out. And he's like, what? Where's Chuck E. Cheese? I was like, I don't know. And they're like, all right. And then, like, he was supposed to be out there, and the video's still going. It's like, all right, kids, he's going to throw out some tickets now, but be careful. Don't scramble around too much and get hurt. And he's not even out there. And then.
No, it was just some guy throwing tickets?
There was no guy. There was no tickets. There was no guy. There was no cheat. There was no Chuck E. Cheese.
Wait. It had an auto play on some soundtrack.
Exactly.
Then some guy was supposed to come out.
He must have been fucking fell asleep or something.
You probably.
But there was only like four or five kids in there. There was actually more adults in there than kids. They got some badass games. And all the games are one token. Mm-hmm. They got those games where you lay back in them and it's like a virtual roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And it all goes sideways and shit, and then they got some kick-ass shooting games.
As a performer, though, because that's your job, because Dust was Chucky for a while when
really?
He moved up to Portland, yeah.
Wow, that's
that
a good job,
first job up there.
Wow.
And you got kids kicking you and shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
It can get hectic. But it'll probably not, you know, and did you go to Eugene or Salem?
Yeah, so it was Springfield there at the Gateway Mall.
In my mind... You know, if that's your thing and you're probably only doing something like once every half an hour, other than that, you're probably sitting in a hot suit or trying to get out of it. Even, you know, if there's just a few kids, you know, you still want to give them, you know, because, I mean, that's the fucking...
Yeah. And
you know,
luckily...
Chuck E. Cheese is a huge thing when you go as a kid.
Jaden's not even, he's not even three, so he didn't really care. He just wanted to get on some more rides, you know.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Get some more tickets.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, he didn't really, he liked the mechanical one. I don't think he's really old enough to understand when we were telling him the real one's going to come out, and he's like, Chuck E. Cheese, and he was pointing at that one, which looks pretty real to him, because it's dancing around and singing a Tears
All
for
right.
Fear song,
All right.
which was weird. You know that song that goes... I think won't last forever. Everybody wants to rule the world.
That's what Chuck E. Cheese was singing?
But they changed the words. It was like weird Chuck.
Everybody
it was weird Chuck
wants to
eat some pizza. Cheesy pizza. It was like weird Chuck Yankovic.
What?
Chucky Yankovic. It was weird. Wow. I don't know. But I had a good time anyway, even though it was shitty pizza and stuff.
Have you ever been to Chuck E. Yeager's pizza?
No.
Man, that pizza flies at you.
Do they got Yeager-flavored pizza?
No. That would be interesting. But no, I was going with the Chuck Yeager.
Oh, who's Chuck Yeager? Is he a fighter?
The first guy who broke the speed of sound in a plane.
Chuck Yeager broke the speed of sound in a plane?
No, in a car.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
I don't even know anything.
Chuck Yeager, he was a famous Yeager.
I thought he was a alcoholic that invented.
That is too. I mean, there is that joke that you could go into a whole bit about.
I thought he was a boxer.
I mean, I don't know. Apparently, Chuck Yeager isn't
who I thought he was.
Well, no, he's not in the pop culture lexicon, maybe. I don't know. Here is Chuck Yeager.
He's no Elwood. George Takei. That's for damn
sure.
Well,
he's still alive.
Well, so is George Takei, isn't he?
He is. Chuck Yeager, Elwood is his main middle name.
Elwood.
He's 90 years old. Recently had a birthday. He served for 34 years, World War II, the Cold War, the Vietnam War. He's got all sorts of medals. But the thing that he became a test pilot of many types of aircrafts, including experimental rocket-powered aircrafts, and was the first human to break the sound barrier on October 14th, 1947.
Whoa.
He flew at an altitude of 40,000 feet at Mach 1.
Wow. Well, it just goes to show you how much I know about history in certain aspects of the thing. But yeah,
Chuck Yeager. You know, I imagine that he probably yacked like he had some Jaeger after one of those.
Oh,
trips.
Yeah. Yacked like he had Jaeger.
Yeah.
Quit yacking like you got Jaeger.
When
you
don't yak. Chuck
don't
Yeager.
Jaeger. When you first said Chuck Yeager, I thought, UFC fighter for some reason.
Oh, Chuck Liddell?
Maybe. Hmm. I guess he was on Dancing with the Stars, right?
So Chuck Liddell has done guest spots on TV shows. I don't know if he was on
the Tank Cast, wasn't he? Season
he
one.
Was. Yeah. He was.
And that was the week after we had Sean Penn on the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to be on a show that has had guests like Jesse Priest and Seth Milstein and Chuck Liddell, just hit us up. You can come on our show.
Ronnie Monroe.
If you're cool and if you're a dick, maybe we'll bring you on anyway just so we can make fun of you.
Yeah.
Bah.
Yeah.
So we talk about this every once in a while. I don't know why, but sometimes our conversation leans over to bestiality once in a while.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And I think that it's strange that it's spelled bestiality. There's no A. It's weird. I mean, why?
Bestiality?
It's the best kind of ality that you could get. Hmm. But I think this is in Michigan. I'm not sure where Crown Point. A story sent to us by a constant listener, Carrie Davis, out in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
A man with a history of sexually abusing animals has been charged again, this time with sexually abusing a guinea fowl at the Buckley Homestead County Park in Lowell.
A guinea fowl.
Is that like a guinea pig that flies?
Yeah, it's probably a small bird.
Guinea fowl.
Probably a small bird.
He entered a building where guinea fowl were being housed, and he sexually assaulted one of the birds, killing it in the process. He fucked the fucking shit out of it. He fucked the life out of it, apparently. Police.
Yeah, he was fucking it. He wasn't shoving it up his ass?
Well, we're going to find out here. They said that he tried to hide the dead bird in a nearby trash barrel. Employees at the Buckley Homestead reported the killing. And not long after the assault. Oh, I guess even if you kill something, you're assaulting it. They served a search warrant at his house and recovered feathers from said guinea fowl.
Mm-hmm. Also called a guinea hen.
That gets kind of tongue twisty. DNA testing showed the feathers at his home matched the bird found dead at the Homestead Park. And according to police, he was wearing blue jeans covered in blood when they searched his home. Analysis by the Indiana, oh, that's where we are, Indiana State Police Laboratory found the blood on the jeans belonged to an undetermined species of animal. Police also found bestiality pornography, a large rubber wolf mask, and an altar surrounded by candles. He has a long history of bestiality, as it looks to me. And he was sentenced to 33 months in federal prison after pleading guilty to a charge of downloading bestiality pornography.
Is that illegal?
Apparently he charged. Yeah, I guess so.
He's, not if you live in Florida, though.
Well, yeah, but this is India, and they're...
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I don't think they're
India.
Indigenous.
Not India. Sorry. Indiana.
Oh, okay. Well, India, they use these to control tick populations on farms.
Wow.
Dude,
so he spent 33 months for downloading bestiality porn, but check this out. He also was convicted and served 4 years in prison for having sex with a chicken and then killing the animal in a motel room. Prior to that arrest, he developed a reputation for animal abuse and was convicted of abusing a Rottweiler back in 1993. And check this out. Here's the topper. This dude alone inspired the newest state law making sex with animals illegal in Indiana. So thank you.
Because that wasn't on the books?
No, it wasn't. It was still okay. But thanks to Michael Bessignano. Bessigano. Those are pretty. Now, he just showed me a picture of a guinea hen.
Those are big. You could mount it probably like a Rottweiler, what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Or a chicken. Bigger than a chicken. But they look soft and pretty.
How do they know it was not consensual? Other than the murder.
Well, yeah, they didn't want to get killed, but...
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Bird speak... That means
what do birds like to have their little pussy stretched? Because they got that egg, right?
Right.
Maybe it relaxes them during birthing eggs.
Yeah, but what if they got eggs in there? It's a guinea hig, and he's just popping eggs up in there.
Oh, that is true.
There's like shells cutting up the uterus.
Oh, ow.
Quit walking around on eggshells in my uterus. So, yeah, there's a lot of people out there that are just in my book, which I have a book now. In my book, those people are sick. They're just sick.
Birds, huh?
Yeah, he's a bird fucker. He likes chickens. And that's just goes to prove my point that Rottweilers are gateway bestiality animals. they lead to...
What about pit bulls?
No, they lead to more foul things. Like
well, that's
chickens,
what I was wondering. Yeah, guinea fowl.
Guinea fowl.
They're from like Zimbabwe.
Well, how? So yeah, he had to go to this special like animal reserve park, which is like I said.
Oh, he's doing it at a reserve park?
Well, it's the Buckley Homestead County Park in Lowell, Indiana.
So he's just going and to so the local wildlife refuge.
Well, he went into this
animals.
Room that was like the house where they housed him.
Mm-hmm.
It was the guinea fowl house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down to the guinea fowl house, going to get me a piece of ass.
Yeah, maybe he just thought it wasn't a chicken ranch. Maybe he just thought that was literal. Maybe he was backwoods like those guys who do the moonshiners.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't know any better. I know chicken fucking boss.
Yeah. I fucked a chicken back when I was too drunk. I drank a sausage can full of that shit and I couldn't even walk down off the mountain. He actually did say that. He's like... I got my wife to drink a little Vienna sausage can full of this moonshine, and she couldn't leave off the mountain. He's like, you take a half a teacup, and you're going to take a nap.
That stuff probably tastes pretty foul, though. Have you ever drank Everclear straight?
Oh, yeah. I blew flames with it in a barn full of hay one time. Real smart. This next episode has a segment called Smart Things That Terry Did When He Was Young. I was staying with my cousins up in Hawley, which is between Brownsville and Sweet Home.
Uh-huh.
And we were partying out in this barn that was full of hay. And what do we drink? Some Everclear, 190 proof. And I was like, hey, I bet I could blow flames like Gene Simmons. I was probably 14.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah. So I'm like in the doorway of this old barn that's fucking old. And the wood is fucking dry probably because it's the summertime. And there's like hay. I'm blowing flames. The first time I blew flames, a little tip for the kids, if you're going to be blowing flames, try not to blow the accelerant all over your hand and arm,
mm-hmm.
because then your hand and arm become engulfed in flames. Totally gulfing, as Ricky from Trailer Park Boys. It was gulfing in flames, dude.
I think...
flames were gulfing out of it.
Yeah, I think flames, our friend, has a different set of tips for when you blow flames.
Yeah, him and my cousin Joe, they used to like to... Whoa.
The flame?
They'd light their farts, yep.
Yeah.
Different food brings different colors.
Mm-hmm. I always love the greatest part about that is the spontaneity of it. It's like, quick, turn out the lights! Like, oh, you're just like, all right, and then you don't even know what's going on, and then you look back and you know,
yeah, that's crazy.
And then you flip them back on, and then you're like, dude, what is going on?
What is going on right now?
All right, so did that place burn down or what?
No. No, I caught my arm on fire. I made a huge fireball like Gene Simmons.
Uh-huh.
And then we drank the rest of it, and nothing bad happened. Nice. It's just stupid things you can do that could end in disaster.
I used to rub deodorant on my arms, and then I'd light it on fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I watched a new episode of Strange Addiction, and this lady just ate deodorant. She ate like 15 sticks a month. And this other lady ate... fucking VapoRub.
Ugh.
She'd mix it in her tea. She'd take her fucking tea bag, she'd tea bag it, and she'd wipe the VapoRub on the tea bag, and then she'd put it in her tea, and then she'd put a dollop, that's what I call it, dollop of...
Yeah, it's an official measurement.
Okay, that's how much she put in there, and then she'd stir it up, and then she'd just, like, finger it out of the jar and just put it on her tongue.
Thick.
That's in her tea, and then she'd also finger it straight out of the jar and just... She's like, it has a weird effect on the back of my throat where it gets hot and then it gets cold and then it gets hot. And it's just so soothing to me, and it just feels good. And then
why doesn't she just smoke menthol cigarettes?
Oh, she fucking huffs the little nose
cigarettes
too, but she like rubs it all. She rubs it on her body and then eats it. And so she was a lesbian, which is.
I could see being addicted to those nose. Clear
inhaler,
because those are kind of fun, you know. They clear you out, and you're just like,
"You got any?
Yeah, hey, I do.
Okay, let's get some of them out later." But yeah, so then her lesbian lover talked her into going to the doctor because she's sad that this can't be good for you. And turns out
that VapoRub, I mean,
the active ingredient is camphor.
Yeah.
Also found in camphophenique, which has tons of toxins in it. It'll kill you. And the
you tests. Know, yeah, you know what her lesbian friend was, girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
You know what she was most worried about is she got tired of rubbing VapoRub on her pussy.
So just to get her to eat it?
Yeah.
Or even if she didn't like it, her tongue is like totally covered in VapoRub always. So like if she's doing the deed, then all of a sudden she's got the warming, cooling sensation on good on the vaginal area.
And it's like melting through the strap-on that she's sucking on.
And then you know when you get a new set of tires and it's got those little rubber, they're just little, tiny, like about a pencil lead?
Yeah.
This lady eats those all day. She ate fucking 28 tires in the last year.
That's fucking funny.
Her husband works at Les Schwab. And he trims them off or brings them home. She's like, well, I used to chew gum. But then I started chewing this, and she just...
Well, that's not good, is it, though, to trim those off of new tires? No.
There's tons of carcinogens and toxins in rubber. She also
But, I mean, just, like, you want those on new tires, right?
No, they just come right off as soon as you drive. I don't even know what they're for. Huh. But a lot of them fall off, and they sweep them up in the...
Okay. You know,
and then she washes them. She's like, I don't want to get anything dirty in my mouth off the floor. But then she's sitting here eating fucking pounds of rubber. Sometimes she'll eat, like, a part of a doll or something.
You know she's eating her husband's condoms then, right?
Yep. She just, I swallow everything.
I read a story in, like, an old Penthouse or Hustler about a maid. You know, those funny stories. Uh-huh. They're always, and then the Hustler ones, they always got some weird twisted twist into it, you know, that's like, what?
A weird twisty twist.
Yeah, this lady would go around. She was a maid. For a couple, and She would just go around and find his rubbers in the trash and chew on them while she cleaned the house.
What?
That's what the story was. And I was like, this is
holy
like
shit.
Letters to the forum. And it's like, this is all a story. And then it also takes a weird turn and is like, what is going on? What?
I love when stories take weird turns.
Yeah,
freaking awesome.
Of that nature.
Oh yeah, I heard from our other constant listener, old Hansi,
Hans
Jockey Hansarelli, mm-hmm. and he said to check Tumblr for questions and answers. I don't know if you've looked at that, but check our Tumblr for some Q&A from Hans. And while you look at that,
women in the hood, they call them bitches.
Fucking rich.
What's in Hans' CD player? What's in Hans' CD player? I got spaghetti on my shirt, and I don't know what I'm saying because I'm white, and I don't know how to rap because my name is a
Mexican
Dinners. And what's in Hans' CD player? We're going to find out right now. I bet it's not Eminem. You know it isn't. That's actually still funny.
Oh, I wanted to guess.
That's still funny to me.
I wanted to guess this week. I'm going to guess.
Can I give you a hint?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're from Canada.
Oh, that totally throws me off.
Adrian Bacon Farrell. Who is Hans
well, then
listening
I'm
going to
go Rush.
That is correct, sir. Name the album and you will get a free hit off my pipe.
Farewell to Kings.
Oh, no hits for you. He's listening to 2112.
Oh, that's what I was going to go, but I was like, that's
thought it was too
trendy for
that's
him.
What I thought. You know, what are you doing listening to 2112? That's like the breakout album, isn't it? You should be listening to like Farewell to Kings or... which I remember having on 8-track, and the songs were so long that they took up a whole track, and then you had to go in the middle of a song, which sucked. So, yeah, Hans is rocking. And you know, you showed me, this is a great segue, you showed me those isolated bass tracks of John Entwistle.
Yeah.
I was showing a friend those who's a Who fan, John Manning, and he was like, whoa, you know, because it's like...
Those are just... fun to watch, right?
Just fun to listen to.
Yeah.
We were just listening,
and
trying
just,
to guess
like,
the song.
He's just standing there.
He's like triple, quadruple
yeah, it's
finger.
It's hard to tell whether he's like in an isolated, like he's just doing a studio track and, you know, he's
right.
like.
But the cool thing,
performing.
As everyone knows about YouTube, is they give you a list of related videos to watch, yeah. which were a bunch of other isolated bass mm-hmm. tracks by
yeah.
Geddy Lee.
Yeah.
Dude, I never realized that Geddy Lee had such a dirty, overdriven bass sound and that he plucked kind of offbeat with his fingers. But something, the mastery of Terry Brown, their producer and what engineer.
Maybe just like a short delay on it, though.
Dude, it makes it sound like when I listen to Rush, I kind of hear a clear bass tone.
Uh-huh.
But you listen to it by itself and it's fucking blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, you guys should. I looked for some isolated bass tracks of Frank Zappa. Couldn't find any. But I don't know how they do that, but that's awesome. I wish more bands would do it.
I think the Who is. the Who one comes on a DVD of like exclusive extras or whatever, I think.
And then there was some isolated drum and bass of the Who with just Keith Moon.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think it's like a huge extras of somebody had isolated video. At a show and had that all set up.
Yeah.
And then later.
Well, I think if you have master tapes, you can pull that
yeah.
out like that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but so. Probably not, you know, with the steady video cam on that guy showing it or whatever. Or,
right.
I don't know. You know, Entwistle was cool about that. He had that probably another related video of the cameras on the end of his headstock looking down the fretboard. And it's like a 6 or 7 minute bass solo that he's doing at some thing, but he's
oh
older.
I saw
he's
that
all
video
gray-haired.
But I didn't watch it. I didn't click yeah. on it. I was looking for
yeah, and it's
else,
just
but.
Badass run after run after run after
run after run after run after run. Hey, right. You know what I forgot to mention on this Monday's episode? Over the weekend the weather was like really nice.
It was.
Unfortunately,
but the wind chill was down.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was
like
oh, it was chilly at night, man. Yeah. So we finally got some wood, but now it's raining outside. I just opened the window. Look, it's fucking pouring. Monday and the rain's back. Can you believe it? I got out though and did some work around the car wash. I got my pressure washer out and I washed all the debris and leaves and gravel and mud mm-hmm. off of the lot. Boy, it looks nice. Ouch. I just twisted my arm, patting myself on the back.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice.
Been having a good run this month. I appreciate all the users of the Brownsville Car Wash. We did have an upset gentleman. I like to always bring these to the table.
All right.
I believe I was over here podcasting last week.
Uh-huh, Sunday.
And my wife and my son called him a tweaker, so I'm going to go ahead and say that they're probably right because they calls him like they sees him. And they knows what they sees. But anyway, he comes over here and he's all pissed off. I want my fucking $3 back to our kid who's like 21. But he's like, dude, first of all, that's not how you approach.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what's the matter? And he's like, that fucking thing, the pressure stopped. There's something wrong with your pressure washer. And then he's like, okay, I'll get my mom. Or she came out because she heard him. And he's like cussing, and she's like, first of all, sir, you're not going to get any help by cussing at my son. And he's like, well, I need that $3, and I got everything riding on this.
What?
Everything's riding on the $3 to wash a fucking truck? And then she's like, what do you mean? Oh, well, somebody paid me to wash this, and now I ain't got the money, and it's not working good enough for me. And she's like, well, it's been working. And she was pissed because he was being a dick, so she wasn't even going to go over there and help. And she goes, well, sorry. She goes, it's been working just fine all day long. No one else has had any problems. It worked fine for the Mudfest people all day yesterday. So she's like, you come back and talk to my husband tomorrow if you want to. Mm-hmm. Like, whoop, poop, doo. Like, come back and talk to my husband and see what you got to say. Kind of, I think she might have, but I don't know for sure. But yeah, and then he left. And of course, it was a busy day and it was a nice day. And I went over there and the soap tank had gotten empty. I told her, I go, when people are saying that the pressure's low, if they're not being a dick like that guy, feel free to go over there and, you know, throw a little soap and water in the soap tank. And that's what's causing it to starve for. Gets less pressure.
Yeah, because, getting air in there.
Yeah,
rather
so
than,
when they put it on soap, it's getting the regular water and the soap from the soap tank, but it's not getting
just
the
air bubbles.
And it's just like,
yeah.
So I thought it was funny that she didn't help him. I'm glad she didn't know what to do because he was being a jerk. So if you guys want to use the car wash, be nice, be pleasant.
Yeah,
we're going to be pleasant with you, and we'll give you your money back, but you don't have to be a dick. There was a lady from the Country Music Festival last year that was a C word to me, and
I don't like
those people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a few dollars, and why approach you as if you're not going to help them?
Exactly. I want my fucking money back.
I know.
Like, oh, well, then you're
hey,
not.
Your thing's not working, you know, can you check it out, or can I get a refund?
And this has been today's segment of Car Wash Dicks.
Speaking of car wash,
Dick,
I hadn't talked to you about this, but just mentioned it, and I'll just throw it out on there. You got a roof leakage thing over there, right?
Yeah.
And it looks like it might survive since most of the rainy stuff is over.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be a great time between now and next fall to get the job done.
Now, this might take some, like, neighbor thing or, like, I don't know what the building codes are like over there. But what if you sold some, put up a sign on there, on the top, maybe like 4 feet tall, and just advertised to the people that were driving by, or you guys got that spot along the road where you could advertise,
right.
Maybe go to a contractor and say, hey, you know, we can come over, help build the roof, even if for a discount, I'll give you an advertisement on the top of the roof for this amount of time.
Yeah. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
I applaud that. And I don't know if anybody can afford to do that kind of stuff in the state of the union that we're in right now.
For sure.
Obama.
But, I mean, you know, people pay for advertising anyway and, you know.
Yeah.
Just them having the knowledge of what it would take, I'm sure you'd
and
get.
There is quite a bit of traffic going through there on that highway most of the time. And maybe you could have one of those signs like those nasty politicians use that kind of have a V shape where you can see it coming from both directions
mm-hmm.
to where it's a little bit. And who knows? I know that there's a place in Brownsville called First Rate Roofing, and they do a lot of the local stuff, and they might have a good enough fan base or business clientele in the local area that they wouldn't want to do it, but maybe mm-hmm. someone from like Albany or somewhere.
Or what about, is there a lot of traffic going out to farms? Is he, you know, complete ag resolution?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Might be. You know, I'm not talking about like paying for the whole thing to to sponsor the whole thing, but it'd be something definitely that could help alleviate that while giving value to someone putting funds towards.
Yeah, make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah. So here's some Hans. I tried asking him a question about how he felt about Nuno Bettencourt, but I don't know if he read.
He might not know who Nuno is.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he said...
Nuno.
He does have the altar song, or the disc, from Son Owen Boris.
Oh, yeah.
And he especially likes the song, The Sinking Bell.
Wow.
And he suggested rolling that one sometime at the beginning of a show.
All right. We'll make note of that. The
and
rolling,
says,
did you say rolling bell?
The sinking.
Oh, sinking. I'm an idiot.
And bell, like with a L-L-E.
Like a girl that's being drowned?
Yeah.
All right.
And,
I like drowning girls.
Yeah. And he said the appeal of the bubblegum music is he does like a catchy tune that makes him feel good and reminds him of a simpler time. And now he had a question for me. And he said... Who do you think would write a better self-help sex book? My Two Hawks or Ziggy?
Well, I don't know the guy who does Ziggy, so I'm going to say My Two Hawks.
Wait a minute. Well, who's Ziggy?
He's that cartoon that's kind of scribbly drawn, and it's usually a one-box thing. There's greeting cards with him on him.
Oh, okay. He's like baldish.
Yeah, and he's usually got some
kind of...
been around
forever.
Yeah.
Okay, at first I was thinking he meant Zippy the Pinhead.
Now, a lot of people don't know who Zippy the Pinhead is.
Yeah, but he would write a pretty good self-help book, probably.
Well, that wasn't one of your choices, though.
No, I would have to go with...
Aren't you glad I'm here, Hans, to keep him in line? Because he would have just got away with not answering your question, really.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go with the Two Hawks. I don't really remember the Ziggy that well, but I remember him kind of being snappy. So I guess, yeah, he would probably write a good book. Because I don't know how much self-help you could do in a... wow, they are both one panel.
Yeah. Who knows, man?
I'm going to go with the Two Hawks, though.
Right on. All right, there you go, Hans. You got any more questions for us? Just hit us up on our Tumblr. Any of you, not just Hans. It's not just exclusively for him. I mean, we told him that, but now the cat's out of the bag. I'm going to put the cat back in the bag and put the cat
in the bag.
He
said, stay moist, you lucky slugs.
All right. Thank you, Hans.
So I'm going to ask him now because I don't think he saw it on there, but...
What do you think of the fact that Nuno Bettencourt had his fingers insured for like $5 million by Lloyd's of London?
Do you think he saw that? Do you think he is, well, obviously he's...
He's more than words.
He is. Yeah. Or is he more than words, or should he get the funk out? That's what I'm going to ask.
Yeah, and should he have been sharing Gary Cherone with Van Halen? Like, I wouldn't share Gary Cherone if he was my singer. Oh, yeah, before I forget, we got a couple. We got, as you noticed in the theme song, if you listen to the intro there, we do celebrity birthdays and sometimes friends, too, to be fair. Today's birthday for celebrities is Mr. Kick Me in the Jimmy, Johnny Knoxville.
Ah!
That's my nickname I just made up on the spot. How old do you think Johnny Knoxville is today? Happy Monday birthday to you, Johnny.
Johnny Knoxville. Well, it's...
For a present, I'd kick him in the balls.
97. I'm going to guess 97 is when they started coming out.
No, he's younger than 97. He dressed up as an old man in Jackass. Maybe that's why he thought he was 97.
Man, 97, that seems like really early for them, though.
That's 16 years ago.
I'm going to guess he's like 35.
Yeah, he thanks you for that because he's actually 42.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that was a low shot.
And then fellow Oregon podcaster Dylan Flynn today from the podcast cast. No way to gauge that, so I'm just going to tell you he's 25. You're a quarter century old, Dylan.
Wow.
Welcome to the 25
It's all downhill
club.
From here.
That's right.
That's what I heard.
Two more years.
You can, so.
two more years, you can kill yourself, and then your podcast will just explode.
Yeah.
By the way, congrats to those guys for having an interview with Marc Maron on their show last week or maybe 2 weeks ago now. But, yeah, they just kind of contacted him via Twitter, and then they mobbed up there and went to his motel room and just did an interview with him at the motel, and I guess he was super nice and cool. So I'm sure that you guys will get some new listeners and a few extra downloads because of Mr. Maron, hopefully. Not that your guys' podcast isn't awesome on its own.
I saw those pictures of them.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Yeah. I got some. You got more birthdays?
No, that's it.
I got some deaths.
Good. We do celebrity deaths, too.
And you might know some of these. But even when I say that, you usually don't.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm just fucking with you.
Jewel Atkins.
God damn it, Dustin.
A pop music singer, 50s and 60s, made famous with the hit song Birds and the Bees.
Well, I know the song, but I did not recognize the name. There you go.
Yeah. Hugo Chavez.
Let me tell you about the birds. Hugo Chavez. I recognize the name, but I don't
President
know
President of Venezuela.
Oh, who killed him?
He was seen as one of the U.S.'s main adversaries. That's as much as I don't know who killed him.
Hmm. It was all for money.
I'm just going to go on to some...
Who killed him?
To some more relative things, because I think you'll know these guys. And these guys played a song that was a hit on the radio. But what kind of came on later is like it must have took some years off, because I suddenly just started hearing it. And I was like, who is that? And then like 10 years later, I found out who it was. It was 10 years after.
Ah, 10 years later. Alvin Lee died?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Are you serious?
Yeah, he went on to record and tour with Milan Leviva, George Harrison, and Peter Frampton.
I really did like Alvin Lee, and I didn't know that he died.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit sad now.
Roy Brown Jr., he was a car designer for Ford Motor Company.
Now his famous song from Woodstock is really coming true.
You know the song...
I'm going home!
1962, a well-known song called Wolverine Mountain. Are you familiar?
No.
Claude King, he's 90. He was a country singer, music artist.
I don't like country.
And probably the death of the week. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is that a new thing? All right. Paul Bearer.
Well, who did he have carry his casket? Paul Bearers.
You know Paul Bearer, right?
No.
He's the WWF guy.
What?
The Undertaker and Paul Bearer.
Oh, Paul Bearer.
Yeah, Paul Bearer.
You had the emphasis on the wrong syllable there, dude. I didn't know.
Oh, Paul Bearer?
He's Paul Bearer.
Oh, well.
You got to have the emphasis on the Paul. Wow.
And William Alvin Moody.
Who's that?
Yeah, that was his real name. He had various ring names, including Mr. X, the Embalmer, Dr. Rigor Mortis, and Percival Pringle III.
Wow.
Yeah, he's 58.
Well, that's too young to die. Yep. In my book, I told you earlier I have a book.
But is it too old to rock and roll?
Only if it's too loud.
Hmm. You a fan of that Tool song?
Yeah. I think we're being invaded.
Oh, yeah? We are.
And you know who didn't die this week?
Who's that?
My sister. She just sent me a text message out of the blue that said, just wanted you to know that I think of you often and I love you, bro.
Hey.
Thanks,
shout
Sandy.
Out.
You should listen to our show if you love me so much, goddammit. you should also listen after the show for our I Love You Too, Sis. But, yeah, we got some plugs coming up after the show.
Yeah.
I got a big comedy competition that I'm going to that needs people to come out.
I'm
trying to get a
flyover bacon
caravan of Albany people that want to come but
yeah.
might not
yeah,
be able
I
to
would,
go.
Yeah.
Like my co-host Dustin here. But
yeah, I'll jump on any train headed over that way.
Yeah, and I'm also going to work a deal where I think I can get my hands on a few promotional tickets. I'm going to try to give a couple to our guests on Wednesday to give away on their actual radio show.
Oh, nice.
I don't have them right now, but I'm going to procure them. And then I also think I'm going to get a couple to give away to a lucky listener of the TagCast podcast, if anyone's interested.
Awesome. Well,
it's $5 if you want to pay.
And email something in to enter a drawing? Do you have a question?
No, I'm gonna. Or? Yeah, I don't. I don't. I don't have my stuff. I don't have my ducks in a row. But we got like 3 weeks until the show, so we've got time.
All right.
Make plans now for March 30th. It's a Saturday night at the city. You can check it out on the plugs after the show. But I think that pretty much brings us to an hour. Yeah, and hope you guys had a wonderful Monday. Mm-hmm. Are we abandoning our outro bit for this time? Or are we still going to play Russian Roulette and kill each other? Nobody said anything about it, so I don't know if they liked it. Well, Lance said something to me about it. He said, yeah, that's just weird. He's like, I played with him too, and it was weird. Because you played Russian Roulette with Lance.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, I guess he thought it was, and maybe it's kind of dark.
It is kind of dark, just the way that it's edited, because as soon as the blast goes off, then it goes into the music.
Yeah. And
it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'll play.
Well, we'll see if Westy and Debbie want to play on
all
Wednesday.
Right.
If they want to play on Hump Day,
yeah,
we can play.
I haven't died well except for when Jerry shot us.
Yeah, that wasn't really fair, though.
It wasn't.
So, but yeah, maybe we'll bring the guns out for the ladies.
That would be four. I mean, one of us would probably get it.
I know, because...
Well, you could spin it, and so you could reset your odds.
But there's still only one bullet, right? Oh, yeah, I guess you have to reset. Yeah. We shouldn't let them spin it after the next time. But I guess that's how you play Russian Roulette.
Yeah. Well, it's house rules.
And you are the house.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, well, you guys, hope you have a wonderful Monday, and we hope you come back and listen on Wednesday, Hump Day. We're going to have real radio personalities in here, and they aren't censored by the FCC.
Yeah, it's going to be a co-host off.
We should have saved the bestiality story and any nasty stuff, because I heard those ladies like to talk nasty.
Ooh.
But they don't get to, because they'll get fired. And we'll fire you too.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll see you on Wednesday.
You're fired. Rock on.
You're fired. Metal. You're fired. Maple leaf, Vienna sausage. Poulet, sapare, macanacomi, porque, farina de blé, sel ibisi, el de base de sodium, nitrate de sodium, fumé.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Pluggy plug plug plug. Plug, 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 plug. Hello, Taggots. Here I am again to tell you what to go do. You don't want to just sit at home like a stick in the mud. Thursday, March 14th, it's Comedy at the Shack in Salem with your host, Jesse Priest. We got Richie Stratton and Andy Shands, a great impressionist and musical comedian. And Richie Stratton is actually the first stand-up to be on the Vans Warped Tour just for this last year. So go check out Richie and Andy and Jesse Priest at the Shack in Salem. That's a 21 and over show, and it's free. It starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, March 15th, at Cloud and Kelly's, it's Crimson Guardian and Bury the Goat at 10 o'clock. It's a 21 and over thing, and it might be a couple bucks at the door. It might be free. I'm not too sure, but either way, go check that out. That's in Corvallis. Saturday, March 16th at the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's Wicked Haven and Crimson Guardian Bikini, a free show at 9 p.m., 21 and over. Also, if you're not in that area and you happen to be in Eugene that night, the 16th, go to the Wow Hall and watch We Have Guns with 30-pound Test, Tall Boy, and Audiophobia. I believe tickets are like $5 in advance, maybe.
Who's got guns?
We do. Carl has guns.
I got a gun.
All right, so go check those guys out. Friday, March 22nd at Diablo's Downtown Lounge, it's Sick Man, a tribute to Alice in Chains, along with Electric Funeral, which is an acoustic metal cover band, I believe.
Electric Funeral!
And Strange Dichotomy will be rounding out the show. That's a 9 o'clock show, 21 and over, probably like $5 at the door.
Yeah, I'll go.
Saturday, March 23rd, it's Nile, Ceremonial Castings, World of Lies, and Heathen Shrine at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. I don't have information on tickets, but you could get that online if you just check it out. Google it. Tuesday, March 26th at the Ash Street Saloon. It's Doom Extravaganza with Arizona's Graves at Sea coming up to play with Portland's Aldebaran. Also, Ash Borer is playing that night. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them at the Ash Street Saloon and probably a few other places, but I don't know where that is. Shows every day coming up. Wednesday, March 27th at Cosmic Pizza, we got Pajama People featuring Ike Willis of the Frank Zappa Band. I think that's an 8 o'clock show. I don't have information on the price of the tickets, but you should go either way. I will be there playing at least three songs with those guys on the bass guitar.
Pajama People.
Sitting in with one of my childhood idols, so that would be kind of fun for me. Thursday, March 28th at the Granary Pizza on 5th and Pearl in Eugene. It's Comedy as Advertised with your host, Seth Milstein. I will be doing a set there as well. And there'll probably be some Portland comics coming down and some Eugene comics filling out the bill. It's a free show. It's 9 o'clock. Friday, March 29th at the Crystal Ballroom in Portland. It's Anthrax, Exodus, Municipal Waste, and High on Fire. I'm lucky enough to have VIP passes for that with my friend Death Metal Dave Forsyth coming up from Reno for that whole weekend. Saturday, March 30th, we got the Last Comedian Standing. I almost can't talk properly, but... That's at the City in Eugene, 2222 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That's a mouthful. But you got to come down to that if you want to. It's $5 to the door. We're going to be giving away some tickets in the next couple weeks for that. You got to come out and vote for me so I can win like $1,500 cash just for telling jokes. I could use it. Also, Sunday, March 31st at the Actors Cabaret of Eugene, it's the 18th annual Laugh Off. It's another comedy competition that I'm involved in. It's 18 and over, $20 to the door, but all proceeds go to the Green Hill Humane Society. So don't be scared of that $20 price tag because it all goes to a good cause. So get out and do something fun. A lot of more shows coming up. We'll save those for next time, though. Thanks for listening, and get out and do something. And when you get home, you can listen to the TagCast podcast at tagcastpodcast.com.
Blammo.
Hi, whammo.
Thank you, and good night.